Olds, a local volunteer who was named the 2024 recipient of the Olds Citizen Volunteer of the Year, said she was both surprised and excited to win the award. Betty Barrell, who is now serving as the Olds Kiwanis Club's past president after previously completing terms as a director, vice president as well as president, said she was shocked when Gary Godet, the municipality's community facilitator, called to inform her. "I was actually in the doctor's office when he phoned, and so I couldn't say too much," Barrell told the Alberton during a phone interview, adding she texted him back to confirm she had understood correctly. "I was totally surprised and shocked," she said. "There's so many people, especially within the Kiwanis Club itself, that are so worthy of that recognition," she said. "But I was thrilled," she added. Barrell was presented the Citizen Volunteer of the Year Award on Friday, April 19, at the annual Volunteer Appreciation Night hosted by the municipality at Olds College Alumni Center. The other categories were Youth Citizen Volunteer of the Year and Senior Citizen Volunteer of the Year. "We're lucky to live in Olds because we have such great service clubs," she said. "We have so many good volunteers." Throughout her many years with the Kiwanis, Barrell has helped out in numerous ways, from regularly participating in fundraising as well as organizing efforts to getting directly involved with the delivery of initiatives such as the Weekly Breakfast for Learners program. "We do lots for children, and I really enjoy that," she said, adding that supporting both literacy and athletics inside and outside of the schools are also among the club's focal points. "That's my main thing, is I like what we do with children." Recognizing the breadth of diversity in volunteer organizations and community service groups in Olds, Barrell said when asked what might have initially inspired her to get involved with the Kiwanis that her husband Andre was a member when the couple first moved to town many years ago. "Life was quite a bit busier back then," and Barrell said she at the time would occasionally lend a hand as a volunteer when an opportunity presented itself. But a friend of hers who was a member of the board of directors eventually invited her to consider joining in a more official capacity. "That was some 12 years ago now, and she hasn't looked back since. We do so many different things," she said in response to a question about what has kept her committed to the club more than a decade on, citing a few examples including but not limited to an annual grad barbecue, setting up and subsequently taking down the Heritage Village at Centennial Park every year, as well as serving hot dogs and refreshments for Canada Day celebrations. Additionally, the club not only raised funds but also helped to build at Deer Meadow and Holy Trinity Schools for what are known as Gaga Pits, a ball court that is designed in a hexagonal or octagonal shape to play the game, which has proven popular with the kids, she said. "With the Gaga Pits, the members actually went out and physically built and painted and all that stuff. It wasn't just donating money, they actually went out and did the work too," she said. "Our goal is to get out there too." Looking to the year ahead, the club already has projects on the docket, including the addition of a warming shack at Centennial Park's outdoor rink. "We have already got a grant and we're going to build it for people to be able to go sit in there and put on their skates and have a bit of warmth if they need it," she said, adding if times and resources allow, new picnic tables could potentially be included as well for summertime uses like pickleball. And proceeds from the upcoming Wine Survivor fundraiser, which takes place May 13 to 17, will go towards the new emergency shelter, a project which has a groundbreaking anticipated on May 1, she said. "So there's never a dull moment with another task that needs to be tackled for the community's benefit. Working alongside Betty is always a pleasure as her sense of humor and work ethic is inspirational," reads a portion of her nomination package. "Betty often puts Kiwanis above her own needs. Andre, her husband, has stated that Betty even puts Kiwanis before him," reads another part. "The members of Kiwanis have been impressed by her energy and willingness to contribute to her community. Betty is doing more than her part to help keep Olds the best place to live."